This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, finger pointing instead of fingerprinting. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. What happens when the FBI conclusively identifies a terrorist by his fingerprints? The only problem is they were somebody else's prints. This case got started just after terrorist bombs killed 191 and injured 1,600 on commuter trains in Madrid, Spain. The Spanish National Police, or the SMP, relayed fingerprints to the FBI, which matched them to Brandon Mayfield, a Muslim attorney. The FBI applied to the FISA court established under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act to bug Mayfield's home. A short time later, the SMP notified the FBI the prints didn't match, a fact ignored by the FBI, which then arrested and imprisoned Mayfield for 2 weeks. The SMP then matched the fingerprints to an Algerian citizen. Mayfield was released and then sued the government, receiving a $2 million settlement. So the FBI has apologized. Brandon Mayfield is $2 million richer. FISA is everywhere you want to be. And about all you can say about this one is, all's well that ends. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.